from London, BBC Caribbean Report.
Teachers reject a court decision and continue to strike in Curaçao. Guyana awaits a ruling on what happens next after the 1997 elections were declared null and void, and the U.S. banana giant Chiquita struggles to find nearly $1 billion to stay afloat. I'm Emma Joseph, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. Teachers in Curaçao have rejected an order from one of the island's judges to go back to work. The teachers' union took to the streets 2 days ago in protest against economic austerity measures imposed by the International Monetary Fund. The island government's cabinet has resumed talks with the union to try and find a way to reach a settlement. The unrest comes just 1 day before the Secretary of State for Curaçao arrives to discuss the IMF measures. Marcel Raphael is a resident in Curaçao who's been monitoring the strike. A short while ago, he told me that other unions have now begun to mobilize themselves as well.
The police called a meeting on Friday morning, 9 o'clock, for the older workers to be present during working hours. But they are not on strike. They only called them to attend a general meeting.
But you get the impression that the public sector in general is disgruntled with these IMF austerity measures.